You got to say it to me before it's too late.
And I kept saying, I'm just a guy. But as you can see, Lund right here is not just a guy. He is many men all at once. What is your deal? I came in here, you're breathing heavy, you can't sit up. What's happening?
I'm hurt.
I what happened?
Doing less than nothing.
Too much corned. What happened?
Let me guess.
Went wild at Taco Bell at 2 a.m. and now your foot doesn't work.
No.
Crippled by Taco Bell.
No, this is
Did they open a KFC separate. Within 3 hours of walking distance?
There's a KFC.
So now you have a combo that you went and you ate a bunch of KFC and you walked, so your foot hurts for two reasons?
It's a KFC Taco Bell. You didn't know that? You don't really know Trinidad. No. You act like you know.
You also sound terrible. You
Why?
Sound really bad. Like, because no. The audio quality, the way you're laying, is bad.
No.
You sound muffled. It seems a little spotty, Sam. I think it's just your reception.
No, I know that, but I can also hear him, and it doesn't sound good. It sounds like the mic's in his mouth. Did you confuse the mic for a ding-dong, buddy? Because there's no cream in there, pal. That's a microphone. We use them in show business to make money.
Now, listen, it could have happened to anybody. It's why you got to be careful out there. I was, I ordered some pizza from Pizza Hut.
As you do. Now, was this for breakfast or was this for brunch?
Domino's is slipping. And Pizza Hut might be the choice here. Becker, do you know this?
I did not know about this.
Yeah, we
Hold
might
on.
Be
Lund,
a Pizza
Lund,
Hut
though,
family.
For real, though, it sounds bad. Like, the audio quality's bad.
Jesus
and it's
Christ.
Not just...
We just... Becker just explained the deal, and you lay down all the time. But, of course, you have to come in and exert some control. Fucking
no, I lay
people,
down and
people.
I still hold the mic so it's not bumping against
my
teeth.
I'm holding the mic.
It's still
in
bad.
Normal way.
Take the mic away from your mouth.
This is how I hold the mic. You don't have to tell me how to work my mic.
Oh, the mic's caught in the fold. I see. You could have just said that.
Whatever. Just talk. Just say whatever you wanted to say.
No, I just wanted to comment on your body. I'm happy to hear that you have a cool story. So you ordered Domino's because Pizza Hut is quote-unquote bunk.
No,
and now
pizza
you're a Domino's
around.
Family. Other
pizza
way around.
Hut.
Excuse me.
Pizza Hut might be the actual move, if not in the whole country, then this region. But I went to see if it was here and it wasn't here. And then I was just walking down. There's a couple steps from the dining room to the kitchen, and I just fucking did something to, like, my calf, and it hurts real bad, and it's annoying. And, you're
you
in
said
Copenhagen
you've been doing nothing.
Drinking from a hummingbird's mouth that you're going to then eat as dessert.
Yeah, we ate it whole, though, after it drowned in its own liquor. So, yeah, it was a pairing. You unwashed slob. No, so you took the first steps you took in how many days? Hours?
I've been laying low.
How long? Uh-huh. On the ground, like a worm. Because that's what you are. You love
I've been
the dirt.
Wiggling. I've been wiggling around.
You've been like, I miss Sam. I'm worming.
I hurt myself bad enough to be a little scared about whether I have to... I don't know if I can rub some dirt on this one. Yeah. And then what? I got to give a fake name? I can't go bug Emily. She wants
you
everything
can.
Off the books.
Yeah, she wants it all under the table. And the
my calf
table's
isn't
set on the
pregnant.
Ground like Japanese diming.
I don't need a calf abortion. I need maybe...
You need a whole body abortion, bud. You got to start over.
You got
to
be
so
put back
together.
So your
calf exploded because you were so eager to get your stuffed crust pretzel crust pizza?
Because I clicked
you
my
were scampering. I can imagine you. Yeah, exactly. You put on your ruby slippers and you creech. Dinner time. Oh, oh, my ankle. Get the pistol. There's one bullet in the garage. Yeah, it's not even hospital. It's put you down. That's the
might
move.
Might not see 42. So, yeah, it sucks. Anyway.
You suck, it sounds bad, and you look gross. Meanwhile,
it
I'm
sounds
shiny.
I'm sweating. Good.
No, it sounds bad, Becker. Come on. You think we trust you with audio quality? Come on, pal.
Yes. Hey.
No. Hey, what? You a horse?
It's
because I got a carrot to dangle. Okay.
You have a lozenge? So, what are you doing? You have an edible?
Yeah, I do. Uh-huh. Not an edible. I have my last...
While lecturing about audio.
Yeah, someone's got to tell the truth. I ate my last candy. My last candy's gone. Because I'm in old Dublin. And brother, if I told you I had 9 pints, I'd be lying by 2. I'm fucking thwacko. I'm in it.
Oh,
I'm all the way in it. I'm in the palm of the hand, and it's squeezing, and I'm saying, hey, room for one more, Avner. Yeah. Yeah, dude. They let me... I filmed this shit for Wide World. Okay, this is fun. We're in Dublin, Vicker Street. I go out, I crush, of course, because that's my damn job. Partial standing O, no big deal. Who cares? Another day at the office.
Partial
Get
amputation.
Off stage. Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm going to have to... I'm going to release a bunch of crows, and hopefully they come remove you from this mortal coil.
They'll build me a splint.
Eaten by crows, Nathan Lund, dead by his one true pleasure in life.
They would take me an hour and a half away to Emily, so I didn't have to drive.
Well, they'd get there quicker, because, you know, it's always faster as the crow flies. Come
yeah, it'd
on.
Be a straight shot.
Look at that. Also, listeners, please do me a favor. Send Lund your crow-related footage, because I don't care. All right? Quit sending me videos that are like stealing Lund's job. I'm the real crow guy. Send them direct to Lund. He's on Instagram. You have the same access you have to him as you have to me.
They're trying
I don't give a shit.
They're
send
trying
them to Lund.
Replace me.
Yeah.
By showing that I'm not the only... Whoa, that's wild.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Obviously, the only thing you're looking for in a co-host is the crow part, and I've got that down times 1,000. I'm not listening to Chevelle or watching wrestling. I'm just crows. It's literally my whole thing.
Yeah, my calf didn't KYS, so I'm still up and at 'em. Look at me.
Well,
yeah I get
you
fucking
mean.
I get like a crow. I get a crow video like every 12 hours. They come in shifts.
Well,
much like the
yeah,
crows.
they could only replace part of me, so you would need like 3 guys in order to take my place.
No, no, no. No one replaces Lund to the point where this morning I wake up in old Stockholm and I go out to get some Wide World footage, and I think I'm still stoned from the night before because of my hash yogurts. So I wake up and I set the alarm for 9 a.m. because our pickup's at noon, and I'm like, I got to get Stockholm. So I hit the streets and I go to this park that's on the way to the snuff building, which it ends up, I went to the you know, Stockholm's snuff store, because I'm heavy into snuff and snus, you know, the nicotine pouches, formerly Lucy before they pulled the bag on us. And that place was closed, so I went to a park and I was like, I should have just slept in. Oh, God, who cares? This is stupid. I'm wasting my time. And then I found a shop that was called London Lund's Pancake Home, and my face almost ripped in half from smiling. I looked like Jack from Nightmare Before Christmas. I was just, oh, Lund's good. I you know what? I'm going to carry on for Lund, because you know what? We're going to have his body replaced and his head attached to the new lump. So yeah, I got to get this footage. And then I carried on, man. I spirited on.
Did you go in there?
Two Lunds are better than none. No, I did not go in. Because I didn't... All I mean, right. I assumed it was food for you, so it was like a corn dog inside of a chalupa. I didn't want to eat that for breakfast.
There's pancakes, man.
Yeah, and it was a home. It wasn't a pancake house. It was a pancake home, and I liked that. Yeah. So it brought a smile to my face, thinking about Lund. I was like, man, maybe Lund's looking at this same pancake house sign, thinking about me.
On the internet.
But no, you were mourning. How did the candlelight vigil go?
I'm still reeling.
A man is dead.
Well,
a man who was very nice to me.
I caught Megan up on the quick and dirty of it, and she died laughing, because it's just the timing, the beats, the fucking beats, you can't.
Woo-wee. Man,
yeah. I don't know.
R.I.P. Al Goodwin, the Badgerine. Dead at 82.
No, probably not that old.
Yeah, not that old, but his heart still said, hey, that's enough of the act outs. I'm out of here. Hey, Al, enough comparing one thing to another thing. I'm going to call it quits. He's dead, Becker. Quit laughing.
So weird that, yeah, he was just doing his thing, and then all of a sudden everybody's talking about him for a couple days because he posted something dumb.
Didn't he post before he went out?
No, I'm saying, like, a week ago or whatever, he got a lot of attention for his post about saying he was thinking about changing his pronouns to she, her, to get booked more. And so comics, like, blasted him, and then he was like, shut up, screenshot this, and was, like, grateful for who his real friends were. And then, as he's planning...
Now his pronouns are angel. his pronouns are heaven/bound. Because he died, like, 6 hours ago.
Yeah.
And here we are.
He straight died. It's just so tapped crazy. Out.
It's as like the shirt he was wearing.
As he's building the new hour based on being canceled. And the merch, dude. And I was trying to tell Megan the Mitch Vaitel story, and I couldn't think of it exactly. So, I can tell you what I remember, and you can add.
Let's on so real if you quick. Want. Let's catch up the listener. A beloved a comedian in Denver, Al Goodwin, died less than 24 hours ago. On or near stage, and
is that
now
real?
We're just here to. I assume so. Where else would he have been?
Don't assume.
Not at home with his wife. I'll tell you what.
He was a road dog. That's he not was good. A road badger.
Yeah, Bowman did that great character about him. You know what I say? Should have been Vanderpluk, you know?
Of all the people.
I made that joke. Anytime anyone dies, I say should have been Vanderpluk.
Oh, it's a running thing.
It's what we call a callback in the business.
I'll never run again. I thought you were done with the candy.
Yeah, you thought a lot of shit, didn't you, stupid?
You showed us an empty jar.
I'll never tell. Yeah. You also thought you could walk to the door to get your Pizza Hut. And look at you now. That's what you get for thinking.
Tomorrow is not promised. That's no. We've learned a lot from the Badgerine. Holy shit.
The Badgerine. That was his name.
It's so crazy that he died.
Yeah. But what happened? What was the bit? If you guys remember, Mitch Vaitel, his Comedy Central half hour was famous because he did spy voice the whole time. His whole thing was like, I'm horny and I have fetal alcohol syndrome. Thank you for the money, Comedy Central. It was a simpler time.
I'm a little horny spy baby. Yeah.
He's like, can I has pussy? That was like the whole thing. He's grown a lot since then.
He would have his, and a lot of his stuff has always been funny. I will say that.
He's really funny.
Nothing except for having those albums when I was younger, and loving. And Dr. Katz, he was on Dr. Katz. Everybody on Dr. Katz was good.
Yep.
I
loved his album, Fatality. I liked that.
How about his literal album, Super Retardo? Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yes. And it's a cartoon of him as a full spy, but like blown up as a superhero with a like Superman hairdo, little spit curl.
Dude, I thought Fatality would be the dumbest name I could think of. But no, he literally had an album called Super Retardo, which we're quoting. We can't get in trouble for that one.
He dusted your ass.
He did.
He knocked your dick in the dirt.
Yeah, Fatality.
So Al opened for Mitch for a long time, and the constant struggle
Al Goodwin
of a feature is, yeah, we've said his name like four times, but good call is reminding people in case they went and did something and then came.
Yeah. Hey, buy his cassette, everyone. I'm sure it's on Stand Up Records.
So
yeah.
What? Oh, Al, as a feature, it's like, are you able to sell your own merch? Some headliners care, some don't. It helps, whatever. But Mitch didn't let Al sell merch, and that's like his whole thing was selling some stuff. So they like broke up, but then they both lived in Colorado, so they were at Comedy Works. I think Al opened, did the show with Mitch. Mm-hmm. And when Mitch was on stage, he like told the other Al told the comics in the room this whole story about, oh yeah, he never let me sell merch, bastard. And then he like took Mitch's wallet, took money out, wiped his ass with it. He like did weird stuff.
Put the money in his ass butt. Yeah.
Oh, put the money in his butt and then put it back in the wallet, put the wallet, like wiped his ass with the wallet.
He put the whole wallet in his butt for all I know.
Yeah. And
Becker, do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's disgusting. What an ass.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah, both are. A dead man wronged a dead man. This is fair to judge.
Mitch is alive.
Mitch is alive.
Oh, it's Fattell. Yeah. I was thinking Hedberg. Didn't he open for Hedberg?
No. He opened his mouth for a hamburger one time.
He may have, but he definitely like worked with Mitch for a while. Fattell. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't remember if there was more to that story, but yeah, it was wild.
He did it in a green room full of comics. He wiped the man's money all over his butthole. and look, karma.
And then, wouldn't you know it, 8 years later, dead.
Dead at 42.
8 years later, ridiculed the Nathan by Lund Zach story. Reinert.
Yeah.
Reinert to death. owning his ass.
Owned all the way to hell.
You never went to a 4th of July party, did you? I think you and I almost went to one.
No. You and some fucking super retardo almost went to one.
No. Big L spot in the Springs was supposed to be a good spot to see fireworks, so I'll bet it would have been a good time. Now it'll be less so. A bunch of comics still show up on the 4th and just bug his widow. Yeah. Just annoy
Bang
her.
Bang his wife.
Just annoy her with bits. Just running stuff.
Hey, I know about your husband. I'm very sorry, but is anyone doing the Badgerine stuff? Can I see all these boxes you have stacked in the corner of the Badgerine t-shirts? What if I took them off you wholesale? I'm the Badgerine now. You know, he kind of lives on. The shirts go sold. It's a win-win.
We go 70-30. That's her name.
Win-win. Yeah.
you get a cut, obviously.
Yeah, you can wet your beak.
Win-win.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, it sucks. You'd rather he be alive. Who's going to host at the Improv? Who's going to do rap dates at Looney's? China Man?
What's he called now? Kid Walk.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I forgot.
Get it right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I've gone super retardo over here. That's crazy. That was the name of the album.
What? Yeah, it was like 2003, probably. So everybody was saying it.
I remember watching it in high school.
Everybody was getting high-fived, saying it, and then high-fiving over it.
Yeah, and then getting super fingered afterward. It was a crazy time. Damn.
It's nuts to just have some. It's like Ultimate Warrior. Ultimate Warrior was doing his thing. He was, you know, awful, screeds, hateful.
The
bigotry.
Original Badgerine, the Ultimate Warrior.
He was online. He was trolling. He was loving it. And then he had his Hall of Fame speech. And then the next night on Raw, he did a promo, and then he, like, dropped dead, like, 8 hours later.
Yeah, it's like Albert Brooks' dad.
It was so weird.
Park Your Carcass. He died after doing a sick roast on stage.
He was on stage, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're going to die after eating a whole roast.
Also on stage.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for Japanese television. Yeah, that's... You go over there, they put you on, in a cage, they feed you roasts.
The show in Terre Haute is at a steakhouse, so if there's some kind of meat challenge, I may try to double main event.
Yeah, you're going to be like Mick Foley when he was in all three parts of the Rumble. He did all three guys. That's you.
I'm going for it. Yeah, if there's a fucking... I mean, fuck.
That's you. That's the noise you make. Fuck.
I tried to
now,
put
are you
going to
be able
leg.
To make it out there?
I would assume so. God, but when it first happened, I was so scared because I couldn't tell what had happened. I was like, did I just snap something? Did I just break a small bone in my foot? Fucking coming off one stair, just being heavy enough to like cause damage by going down one stair.
Yeah, you're Joey and Normo. You're too much. You need to chill.
Normally, I would break the house, you know, but that's when you get older, then the house starts to break you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're so fat that you don't sit around the house, you sit around the house, you know? Have you heard this? It's breaking news. Earlier tonight, there's a comic called John Kennedy in New York who used to live in Fargo, and he opened for me, he opens for Tim, and Tim's like, we're just sitting in the green room before the show, and he's like, we should call John and tell him that no one likes him. And I was like, all right, deal. So we call up this kid, and he answers all excited on FaceTime, and he's in his girlfriend's car, and he's like, Tim, Sam. And we're like, did you hear the news, John? Everyone's saying they hate you. Yeah. Yeah. Did you hear what the Times said? You're like the worst, and you should eat a pile of poop, you know, just like right away for like 7 minutes. It was pretty fun. Shout out John Kennedy. He listened.
I'll bet he loved it.
Oh, he loved it. Yeah, a little tension's good. The worms love attention.
Oh, man.
Hey, I want a petition to rename the fan base of Chubby Behemoth from Chubby Chasers to The Worms. Or maybe we put it like an urban thing on it, Dough Worms.
No, I don't know about that part, but...
No?
Maybe The Worms catches on. They're pigs, yeah, they're worms.
Mm-hmm.
But so are we. We're just one guy. There's just going to be one left. Me and Becca are not long for this world. It's something in the water down here.
It's crazy if I outlive you guys. That's nuts.
Yeah, sorry.
Me, one guy, outlives three guys. Because everyone forgets about Becker One. We actually, it's like a Dick York, Dick Sargent situation where after season one of Chubby B, we brought in a new Becker who sounded even more black. Listen to the old episodes. Listen to the old eps. You can tell when we got Becker Two.
I'm surprised you're pulling back the curtain.
Yeah, no, I know we swore we wouldn't tell, but you know, now that Al's gone, now that the lights went out in Denver comedy, I need to just be more real, you know. And look, I know we're having fun about this man passing away very early and leaving his wife and daughter alone, but look, when I go, you know, when they finally pull me out of the tower, the parapet of that mosque, and the last bullet in my rifle's been spent, I hope that people will riff on me immediately.
Oh, yeah. Who cares?
And I'm up there defending the mosque, by the way. Don't get it wrong.
that's what I figured, is that you're up there because you've chosen it as a good vantage point to, yeah, to fend off attackers.
Yeah. And no, I'm doing it because look at this picture I just sent to the group chat. This is Susanna today on her fourth birthday. Look at this.
What? She's four?
Yeah, she's four. That means Eli's 12. Yeah, look at her. She's faded, dude. She's fucking abso on cake. That's Whoa. Becker in 2003 when the tinfoil's new. That's her. She's just gone. Yeah, Emmy said that on the way to her birthday at the Peppa Pig Palace, she ate 7 cream cookies and then got there and just put her hand into the cake. And now this is her just destroyed. God bless her. Look
good
at her.
For her.
Look at her. Yeah, I mean, I got it. This is you, Lun. This is what you look like physically. You know? Look at her. She's literally nodding off on cake while wearing a party hat.
Dude. Yeah. She's full doped.
She's full on park bench in Philadelphia. Yeah, she's done. She's spiked. But Yeah, shout out Susu. You're 4. I hope you enjoy the go-kart I bought you. I got her little ass a go-kart.
Really?
Power? She has nunchucks. Yeah, of course. Becker. Yeah, it's not foot power. She's not a Flintstone. She's a fucking...
I don't know, she's 4.
Yeah, she's 4 a good time. She likes to ride around in her go-kart.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's got to be like a little kid. How was it expensive?
It's rages 13 and above. Yeah, I dropped 8 G's on it. So, it's street legal, bro. It's got a NOS tank, big old tires. It's pretty much a funny car.
Just like a 6-gallon tank, gasoline.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's just tooling around East Dearborn, you know, Walla Habibi-ing people.
She's blasting Sweet Leaf.
Oh yeah. Just nodding off. But the steering wheel's actually made of cake, so whenever she gets too tired, she just falls into the steering wheel and wakes up covered in frosting. Because I'm the best uncle. Dude, yeah, I called her today on her birthday, and the first thing she said to me was, "Emily's still wearing a diaper." And I was like, "My work here is done. I've nailed it. I'm the best uncle." That's the first thing she wants to say to me is, like, whispering, you know? Emily's still wearing a diaper. I know, Susu. I'm well aware, baby. I know.
Yeah, well, and also it's been like a month and a half, so you know it's, like, there to stay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, like, one of her only memories. She doesn't know what a frog is. She just calls it green rock, but she knows that Emily wears a diaper. Did I tell you guys about, like, our, you know, we're trying to buy a house up there in Detroit, and, like, Tim and I have been looking at houses? Did I tell you guys about this?
No.
Yesterday? Oh, well, I showed Tim a house that Emily liked, and he's like, "Yeah, good call. Buy a coffin in Dearborn and die in it. A little brick coffin in Dearborn. Say goodbye, shut the blinds, you bought a coffin." Which is so funny because Emily's dad literally died in his house in Dearborn, you know? Like, he bought the house and then died in it. So, yeah, Tim, you know, he called it.
It's not a bad move.
No, I mean, I want a big old house.
He bought several coffins.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, fuck. I bought a bunch of snooze today, and I've just been geeked on it.
Oh, that's good, since you're blackout drunk.
I'm not blackout drunk.
Since
I'm just pretty drunk.
Off the rails.
I wouldn't put a color to it, but I would say I'm drunk. Yeah.
Did you have a show?
I'm gonna call the fucking titty police on you.
Did you have a show and then dinner tonight?
Yeah, we did Dublin again, dude.
Back to Dublin.
Yeah, and when I came out tonight, huge pop. There was a bunch of people who were at the shows we did. Shout out Andy. Shout out Richie Bree. My buddy Vince, who we met in London. Remember Big Vince? That I went to high school with?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Vince came in. He was Reno 911. He was Lieutenant Dangle. He was on it, dude. He was wasted. He kept asking Tim how much money he made, and Tim just told him straight up in a room full of people. I think Tim loved it, honestly, because he got to just tell everyone, you know?
Right. Most people don't. They know not to ask, so he can't say it. But if somebody...
Not old... not Vinny. Not Vince Villavicencio. No.
Yeah, if somebody asks, like, inviting a vampire in.
Yeah. Yeah, you just let it rip. Yeah, dude. Awesome show. I got invited back to headline the same theater by the theater people. So,
cool.
What was that noise?
A cough.
Becker's
that creature, buddy? Was that you?
No, it was
oh, Becker has a friend
room.
In tow.
Becker's in Denver. Yeah.
Who is it? Naruto?
It's Mike.
Oh, Mike. Yeah, I've heard so much about Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
I'm gonna have to
Mike
see.
Mike says,
if,
"Hey."
I'm gonna have to see if I can no, return sir. The bike that I bought from Carlos. I haven't even picked it up yet.
What the fuck?
I don't think I'm gonna be able to ride that bike anymore.
because of the injury. The injury is the end of it.
It's not gonna heal right. I can tell.
You gave up on a bicycle you bought but never saw or rode. Dude, you deserve everything that happens to you. I'm done holding your hand on this whole personal growth.
Hold my hand while I ride the bike.
Yeah, I will. I will. I would do that. I would do anything to help you. Besides entertain anything further about your physical exercise. What's the bicycle? Can I have it?
No, I bought it from Carlos because he was going to try to sell it. And I said,
yeah, he was going to sell it to the circus so a gorilla could ride it.
Well, yeah, now I have to ride in the the metal sphere at the circus.
Yeah.
It's a little dirt like bike.
Yeah, the beginning of Place Behind the Pines, that's you. I heard they wanted to hire you to be the sphere, and they were going to have the bicycles inside of you just rolling around in your belly.
Yeah, but they want there to be five dudes. It's like, I can fit three. It's still exciting. People will pay to see it. And they're like, no, no.
No, no. I mean, I've seen you fit five guys before, so this shouldn't be an issue.
2 5 guys. I've had 2 5 guys before. No fries.
Why do you want to die?
That was me trying to live.
Oh, yeah, that's living.
Oh, man. Because I've had one before. They're a lot. But they go quick, and then they're gone. And you want another one, but there isn't one there. Unless there is. So, what's that? Hash pellets?
That's H, man. That's H, baby.
Or snoozy.
I'm doing H. No, it's there's a mouse in this room, and I'm eating its feces. This is the amount of, let's just say, Moroccan dirt that I still have to eat before my flight tomorrow.
Nice.
I'm worried about YouTube sensors.
Do you have yogurt?
Yeah, this is gonna fucking Deborah Messing my head. Deborah Messing, what a weird pull.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Interesting Dick York, what goes Dick on. Sergeant.
Dick Sargent. Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm on one, as you can tell. I'm just floating on the wings of that show. I mean, we do a lot of cool shows over here, but I literally felt like a pop when I went out there. Oh, yeah, and then my dumbass, so there's an interval. There's a break after my set. Everyone finally sets down. They're like, my God, Jesus is risen, and he's fat now. And then in the intermission, and then when I come back out there, I had a Guinness, and I was like, Dublin, what's up? Chugged it. Slam dunk.
Oh, yeah.
Cool guy move. Yeah.
I was waiting for you to, like, fall off stage or something, but no. Or step in it.
No, I didn't step. All I did, I moonwalked. There was no stepping in it.
They haven't seen it before. Like, holy shit. You don't even do it good, but because they haven't seen it performed well, they still get crazed about it.
And they're like, whoa, he's walking in reverse, isn't he, mate? Whoa, he's Jimmy Reverso on his $1 million shoes. How did he do that, kid? I can't do the voice. When I get drunk, I lose my accents. But it's a great song, by the way. I'm Losing My Accent by Times New Viking, maybe? Reach out to me if you remember who did that song, dorks. It's really funny to go from, like, Royal Albert Hall, the literal fucking, what was the place in Helsinki? It was, like, built for the state by communist slaves. It's just funny to go from all these huge theaters packed with people to the Savage Henry Comedy Club in Eureka, California.
You're going to have, like, 65 people in there.
Well, the first show sold out, second show's almost sold out, but still, it's in like a, hey, did you ever want your longboard to learn how to do graffiti? Well, we've got all the supplies for you here at the Savage Henry Comedy Store.
You're
hey, do you
upstairs.
Love getting high, but you only smoke resin? Hi, we've got the place for you. Come on in. The refrigerator doesn't work, but the Mellow Yellow is $8. I love the people. It's just that building itself is not built for anything besides, like, having a Juggalo funeral. And
no, it'll be fun. Yeah.
What was that noise? Who just...
I farted.
That came out of your body.
Yeah, the audio was good on that, huh? I didn't think it was that serious.
It sounded so bad because it was like you farted inside of my head.
Sorry.
I think because the mic is touching your gut, it like reverse ossified it, and now it's reverberating inside of my brain. That sucked. That was the worst one we've ever had.
That's crazy. I didn't try to angle my dangle. I didn't do anything. I was just one guy.
Yeah, you were one guy.
I thought
farting.
I could get away with it.
It was like you farted under some mud and that bubbled up and burped into the atmosphere. That sucked. But yeah, come see me in Eureka, California at Savage Henry. Come to the Hood River Comedy Festival. Come to Bloomington, Indiana, the Comedy Attic. Come see me in Providence. Come see us in Seattle. Samtalent.com. Doing the plugs in the middle. Also, Patreon.com. Patreon.com/ShyBehemoth. Get on there. The episode we did the other night was so funny. I'm talking really fast.
Yeah, you're 1.25 times speed.
I'm going very fast because I'm going to try and out-talk death, unlike Al Goodwin. Now, but yeah, please get on the Patreon. All the money we make this month goes to Al Goodwin's.
No.
Okay. All right. What if it went to...
us.
Yeah, that's good. Let it go to us. We need to set Patreon rewards, like, for real. You know? Like, when we got to 1,000, what was it going to be? Like, Becker?
We're still not quite at 1,000 paid. We have 1,000 people, but not 1,000.
This is the best podcast ever, and we can't even get over the hump of 1,000 paid? What is this cruel business that we're locked into? If it was Lund with that poncho that I bought him, and the podcast starts, and the poncho is just like, hold on. The poncho is just here, right, over his face. And then every 60 seconds, it just gets lower and lower. It just gets lower and lower until he's completely nude at minute 60. We would have so many patrons. If it was just Lund, slow dick exposed every week. But maybe the dick is like, there's sparkles on it 1 week. And the next week... It got longer due to AI or something. But no.
There's two.
Look, you guys, join the fucking Patreon. Becker's dying. Lund's right behind him. Al Goodwin's in heaven. Come on. If you guys would have just donated to Al's Patreon, he could have got that kidney. But no. You let a man die. Yeah, you could have got his pronouns.
what about this? The obituary and people... who write, you know, eulogies.
Hold on. I don't want to cut you off, but Al Goodwin's obituary is spelled O-H-B-I-T-C-H-U-A-R-Y.
What was that first? You're referencing his joke, right? Where the B is silent?
Yeah.
What is that joke?
I don't know.
I have a real itch at home.
Yeah.
It's something like that, right? I've got a real itch.
But hey, the good news is no one's doing it now, so Lund's got a new five. Yeah.
What was I saying?
You were saying Al Goodwin's obituary.
Oh, the obituary, yeah. And people just like shouting him out saw that post about changing his pronouns, and so they use his updated pronouns. Mm-hmm. When eulogizing him, that's pretty fun. The bit lives on. It's his. It's truly his now.
I mean, who's gonna MC Al Goodwin's funeral? Ant? We have to go to that funeral too. I heard it's a bringer. To bring five people.
That flappers in Burbank.
It's probably at Rise Comedy Club.
You have to buy now, merch.
Yeah.
Two item merch minimum.
We got to go to the funeral. Dude, this is where we try out our leather clad Harley eulogy. Let's go to Al Goodwin's funeral, kick the doors open on the Bennigans, and just walk up there and commandeer the microphone. Say, let me tell you a thing or two about Al. We go up there, we take the headset mic off of Judy Tenuta, and we say, "Hey,
she's gone
hey, itch,
too.
The bee is silent. Take a seat. It's a hologram of Judy Tenuta." And we just go up there and we're like,
she recorded a message. Let me,
in
case anything happened to him before she was gone.
Let me tell you a thing or two about my buddy Al, the Badgerine, as we call them. Yeah, I mean, it sucks. He was always a good guy to me.
Yeah, he was fine. It was a dumb thing to post what he posted because he was doing all right. He was booked, I don't know, doing shows, relatively happy guy. I don't know how serious he was about that post, if he was actually annoyed, stressed about losing gigs to theys and she's and buys and tries.
He had a Noah Reynolds and their ilk. Shout out to Jack Pity Laugh, who does all the graphics for Wide World, got married today. Shout out Jackie.
Oh,
boy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he got married in Central Park, and they Patrick went. They had him on a leash. He was the ring bearer.
He ate the rings.
Patrick, yeah, he swallowed the rings. Patrick's probably drunk in a karaoke bar right now in fucking, Bushwick.
Scaring the shit out of whoever's running it. He's just been for 8 songs in a row because he
singing
refuses.
Evanescence.
He refuses to leave. Nobody can get him out of there. He's too huge.
No one can get him out there because he's pitching woo to some NBs. I mean, that means non-binary.
That is cool that Jack's getting married. Congrats.
So, I'm doing that thing where I film, I know we talked about it on the Patreon a little bit, but I got this camera here that I film all the stuff on.
Yeah, a little Chuck Berry style.
Exactly.
A little guy that can go anywhere undetected.
I'll be underneath this glass table. Do whatever you want to the top of it. Literally whatever you want. I'll just be down here. By the way, there's all the chili you can eat in the corner. It's been sitting out for a while. Don't forget the sour cream. That's been warming as well. Chuck Berry, P.I. I've got this thing, and today, or last night in Stockholm, we're riding around, and I'm filming out the window, and I say shit to Pat, like when I have a shot that I like, I'll be like, all right, Pat, so I'm shooting up, or like a light coming behind statue, or I just give him like little editing notes or whatever. And I said something into the camera, and I was like, good fog on the ground here, Pat. And Tim was like, who's Pat? And I was like, oh, he's my editor. And he's like, how do you know Pat? And I was like, oh, he lived with me and my wife. Or no, I said to Pat, because we passed by the place where me and Emily stayed in Stockholm, and I said, Pat, this is where me and your mom stayed. And he was like, who's Pat? And I was like, oh, he's my buddy. He lived with me and Emily for like 8 months. And Tim was like, why was he? Was he getting clean off heroin? And I said, no, he's just a lazy fuck. And then I remembered that I was filming it and that Pat was going to see it. So I was like, he's a great guy, super funny, hard. I love him, Pat, I love you, buddy. It was total. I totally Fatel album covered out,
Well, I mean, is it insane? Is it going to be a revelation that Pat hears that you have felt that way about him living with you rent-free for like 8 months and then still wanting money for Carl's Jr.?
I don't want McDonald's. I want to get Culver's. I heard it's better for you. All right, buddy. Put it on the company card, pal. I would have gone to Wendy's, but the Frosties hurt my teeth. So I was thinking I'd just get Cold Stone and then microwave it. Is that okay? he's great. He's great at his job. But yeah, he is. You know, his hands aren't calloused. But he's really good at stuff that drives him.
Yeah.
Hey, who am I, Becker? Hey, Becker. Hey, who am I, buddy? I'm you. I'm you if you were brave.
Yeah, if I was brave.
If you weren't a pussy about heroin.
Yeah.
So, hey, I think it's time for a Becker's update. What's going on? Why are you in Denver? Your house burned down?
No, I just am stir crazy, mostly.
Oh, nice. What are you stirring up?
Nothing. A bunch of puke and diarrhea.
Yeah, I've heard this song before.
He filled up his house with fecal matter. The toilet broke a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tub is clogged.
Yeah. Becker was like, I don't have my job for now, so I need to get on hoarders. What can I hoard? I guess my own dung. Yeah, so you're in Denver, Becker. You're up there chasing skirt with your buddy Mike.
No skirt chasing.
Menver.
Are you chasing hog?
Dudes.
I'm hog chasing.
Wow, no. Good for you, buddy.
Not at all.
Hey, by the way, Becker, if you could go gay for the purposes of the pod, that would be huge.
I wish I could. It seems a lot simpler.
Oh, yeah, it is. You get to hang out with me and Lund, but everybody wins.
Yeah.
You get filled
up airtight.
Right.
Yeah.
No, okay. No. You'd be banging Lund. I'd be drinking a cappuccino in the corner, fanning myself with Euro notes, saying, yes, this is the human orchestra, and I'm the conductor. Look right. At them. They're my instruments, and they play for me. So, yeah, what's going on, Becker?
They did all my biopsies and stuff and got me my reports, and they're sending me to the long COVID clinic.
Damn, you got a biopsy? You should have got a guyopsy, because you're a guy.
Well, they were trying to work me towards what you want.
Yeah, yeah. Good call. So what, they put you in a sound editing school? Come on, he's sick. Now, so you have long COVID is what you're claiming for tax purposes.
That's what they think. They can't find anything wrong. My inflammation's all in weird spots and not like all of the tissue groups it should be in the spots where I have it. And they couldn't find anything except, like, weird, bad inflammation.
Damn. Well, that's what got Al Goodwin, so watch out.
I have good inflammation. This is all healthy.
Yeah.
You're gonna get a chip in the marble at some point, you know?
Mm-hmm. Prayers up for Becker, guys.
I tried eating real food last night. I felt brave.
Now, hold on. With you, I need to know what real food means.
I had a 70, bratwurst.
72 a bratwurst. Little hot dogs.
I had a bratwurst. I also had a dessert. I did have a little bomb, like a little chocolate bomb.
A chocolate bomb?
Yeah.
Now, what is that? Good. Is that some kind of like a novelty, like an ice cream thing?
No, it's like a cream, B-O-M-B-E. It's like a French pastry thing.
Oh.
It's like a gelatinous, usually chocolate or fruit.
A bomba.
Bomb.
Okay.
Bomb.
Yeah, like a chocolate or fruit glaze over the top, and then different types of mousse and cream filling.
Well, you're not the only one who found solace in a sweet treat today, because at the Stockholm private airport, because we flew private today.
Nice.
Tim had a couple of drumsticks at about 10 a.m. they had a case of them in there, and he opened it up and he went, last chance. And then he didn't get a Swedish treat out of there. He just got a couple of drumsticks. And it's like, I think we're gonna have another chance at that, buddy. But it might have been because the private flight. This one was nice. I blew it today because I woke up this morning really early and I went and walked around Stockholm, filmed. I got a sandwich and I got a cinnamon roll. And I was like, okay, a lot of carbs, need some hardcore protein. Got on the plane. They said, we have sandwiches. I said, yeah, I might have a sandwich later. The guy brought out all 8 sandwiches that he had pre-prepared. And your boy ate 5 of them.
Nice. Were they amazing?
Ate 5. I took a bite out of all 8 of them, but I only finished 5. But I did condense one turkey sandwich onto another turkey sandwich, so I ate 6
You tried to bench rib.
Well, I'm telling you the truth right now.
Yeah, but you tried to lull me. Turkey? You tried to misdiagnose.
Yeah, I did. And you busted me.
Diagnosis, murder.
Very good.
Thank you. I'm having fun over here. But yeah, I ate a bunch of sandwiches, got to Dublin, and I did not have the camera charged, so I got nothing of Dublin until the show. But hey, who cares? You've seen Dublin. You guys have seen Leprechaun in the Hood, you know? Big deal. Becker, do we have an ad read on this one?
Nope.
Fuck. Really wanted to land with a good 10-minute ad read.
Ride here. It on home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nope. We got to do an honest day's work, damn it.
Oh, yeah. I told you, Sam, that I watched American Movie for the first time, and it ruled.
Dude, it's the best.
It was. Yeah, so it good. Sucks. Like a lot of things. The main reason that I had meant to finally watch it was after the Mike died, which was a year and a half ago. I remember seeing people talking about it enough, the people that I liked, that I was like, oh, okay, it's like really good.
It's That's not what just sent like... Al Goodwin spiraling, was when Mike died. Because they were actually going to produce, they were going to make the Badgerine biopic.
It was like a Christopher Guest movie, man. They were all really funny characters. And how fucked, though, I was telling Megan that, like, as this dude, Mark, is trying to make a movie, he's struggling, so he finishes a short film, but he wants to make a feature. As he's, like, trying to figure this shit out, he has four kids or whatever. He's just, like, not going to be able to do a lot. This other guy is filming him, and that turns into an incredible film, you know, that, like, people love. And then what did Mark do? Just raise those kids and, like, keep working at the cemetery?
No, no. So people in Milwaukee say that they still see him all the time at coffee shops, and he's, like, still getting movies made.
Yeah. But he didn't.
Like, I've heard various people say that they see him at the coffee shops in Milwaukee and, like, he gets shit done. Or he's always writing. I can't remember. But he's still a guy.
But the whole thing just was one guy. Northwestern. And I don't think he...
No, they're in Milwaukee.
No, no. The movie he wanted to make was called Northwestern. And I don't think...
Yeah, it was about Northwest Milwaukee.
That he made it. So that's too bad.
Well,
because dude,
too bad. That's a great movie.
His uncle died, so he... And left him $50,000.
I know, dude. Him just going and, like, tricking his uncle. You know, his uncle's, like... sundowning. Leahy. He's like, it's me. It's fucking it's me, you.
Just Leahy, dude.
Yeah.
Real life Leahy.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, just comes and goes. And Mark is just chatting him up. Hey, Uncle Bill, got anything you want to say to the world? And he's like, hello.
I miss my wife. Give her back.
When is it time? And it's like, oh, well, we got to make that movie. And then... maybe you'll be able to sleep. Oh, I gotta eat soon.
No, no.
Very good, Bill. But you ate yesterday, so
Yeah. Remember what the nurse said.
Have you seen it?
Yeah,
Becker?
No, didn't.
No.
It's on Becker. Tubi.
Treat yourself, buddy.
It's on Tubi.
It sounds.
Don't
insane.
Let that sway you.
No,
it's really good.
Shouldn't. Watch an ad or two. It's worth it. It's a good app. Tubi.
I'll check it out.
Let me ask you something. If someone you know, this is obviously just for educational purposes, if someone you know had like a maybe an entire like cigarette paper's length worth of hash rolled into a tube, how would they best, would they smoke it? What do they do?
Do they not have tobacco?
They do. I think, hold on, let me think. In this world we're creating, I think they have tobacco.
Yeah, you roll it up with tobacco, try to keep it as centered in the middle as you can.
And would that person get absolutely zooted all the way through the moon?
Yeah, dude, you'd be doing the zoot suit boogie. It's
they would
be bad.
Doing it. Yeah. Well, my flight, I get picked up in 3.5 hours from now. Fuck. So, I don't know. I don't know if I want to get on the plane, or this, I don't know if this person wants to get on the plane completely Jesco white, but
they definitely do. They definitely want to watch a flight on the movie and then fall asleep and have a great flight.
Well, I think this person might be able to fall asleep because a woman who looked like a vampire gave them a couple of Xanax in Helsinki. So I think they're probably going to be okay. I heard this.
This is a cool treatment for a movie.
Yeah, this is my American movie that I'm writing.
Is food open?
Is this the sequel you're pitching?
No, I'm asking you, do you have like food options available to you?
Not right. To me, I could eat, but the person in this hypothetical scenario could not eat.
Okay, because I was going to say you could also just like maybe drop it into a hot cup of soup or...
Yeah, they could do that.
Heat up some yogurt.
Yeah, well, what if like the person had like an electric kettle and a bunch of like hot chocolate they could melt down?
That would not be a bad idea, but you'd want to mix it in the cup.
They would want to mix it.
The royal
the royal you. The person would want to mix it in the cup, not in the kettle.
Okay. You, the inquisitor, the hypothetical.
Oh. I'm flying home tomorrow, guys. I'll be in old Southern Colorado tomorrow by 8 p.m.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
What about Eureka?
I got Eureka after. On Thursday.
That's after.
My fine felted friend. That's right.
All
right.
Well, come up and see me actually, sometime.
This person is going to Eureka on Thursday again.
This person should probably pick the Xanax over the hashish.
Yeah, who knows?
Or do a couple puffs.
This person also got an Ambien from that woman, and I heard he's nervous about eating it on a plane and totally going crazy. Yeah,
you better not McNamara your own ass. You haven't finished. You don't know who the fucking Golden State Killer is.
Yeah, they don't know who that is yet. It'd be crazy if it was one of us. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I'll see you guys. You guys gonna come over this week? Say a little, hey, hey, we miss you.
Maybe. If I...
I'm not leaving my house this week.
I don't have to work because of my calf. I could cruise control over to you. You could lift me up out of the car. It's pretty... The Impreza's pretty low.
Have Becker drive. He loves to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can come get you. I'll be back probably Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'll be back on Tuesday.
Take my pink cane.
Becker, what if this person like rolled up the hashish in a paper individually and then put that wrapped in the paper inside of a cig?
Yeah, as long as there was more tobacco for kindling, because that hash is going to get real sticky and messy.
Yeah, as it's wont to do.
So you'd want a big old fatty cigarette to put that amount of hash in.
Well, they don't want to smoke a bunch of tobacco.
No, they don't,
because they're very happy with their Velo brand snus packets.
Velo.
Yeah.
All right.
Listen to this. So now we have Paris Wide World coming out, and then we have Eastern Colorado, and now I have this whole series of like 9 or 10 different countries that I did with Tim in it.
Crazy.
And then we're going to go... film another little one somewhere in Europe coming up. Back to Europe. Tim's like, you don't go to the third world. I was like, fuck no, I don't go to the third world. I'm not trying to profit off their plight. Also, daddy wants a club sandwich every now and then, you know?
Yeah,
babe.
Well, yeah, and he doesn't either. What is he? He's being critical of you for not going to deepest, darkest.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm not going all the way in the heart of darkness. Do you guys want to see the gift that I got Tim for a little thank you for bringing me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't given it to him yet. I'm going to give it to him tomorrow.
A little golden orb?
No.
This tonight. Is that okay?
Yeah, he's not going to ever see this.
Okay.
Whoa.
Aww. Look at that. It's a little pig smoking a cigarette.
How long did you have to wait for them to make a statue of you?
Very good. Very good, Becker. Save it for certified cinephiles. But yeah, it's like if the pig was a Joker. Or the Joker was a pig.
Did you customize that?
No, I saw it in Nice. And I was like, well, he has to have that, so. Look at the eyelashes on this pig. It looks just like Tim. This is what he dresses like over here. He goes all geisha. He's just wrapped in silk robes at all times.
You guys were both sweatsuiting it, it looked like. I saw his polo ensemble.
Oh, dude, ensemble. He wore a sweatsuit at Royal Albert Hall.
What did you wear?
I wore, you know, a sweatshirt and pants like a normal guy.
You were Porky Pigging it, like a nice sleeves and a tie and a collar, but no shirt underneath, no pants.
Pretty much, yeah. I wore just a vest.
Isn't only a vest wearing? On Is stage. It sleeves? It's like a jacket without a shirt underneath, but...
Porky?
Yeah.
Depends on the era. Early on, he was wearing overalls with no shirt and a hat, and then it's later on, he had the blue jacket.
Yeah, jacket and a bow tie, that's
the Chuck Jones look.
That's so funny. that was you. Thank you, Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah. I was dressed like you right now in reverse.
Yeah, God forbid this pig come out here nude. Best to cover up his shoulders and neck.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's been quite the wild ride, and I appreciate everyone bearing with us. I'm coming home. I'll be home tomorrow. I will. And I'll see everyone else.
You gotta massage my calf.
I gotta rub that blood clot out of there.
Oh.
Rub it all the way up to your heart.
Well, yeah.
Go see Lund at Terre Haute, Indiana.
April 25th.
Yeah, see us on the road. And then watch Wide World. Tell your friends about Wide World. Subscribe to the YouTube. Do all that stuff. I love you guys. I have to go to bed right now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.